On-campus living is a great time for any student. Okay, maybe not. Some students do not feel that an on-campus living experience is beneficial. Both financial and non-financial reasons often lead students to the option of living off-campus. The problem is that Shepherd University's policy expects most full-time students to be residents. This program of On Campus Student Affairs Issues will explore living on campus. This includes Shepherd University's current off-campus eligibility requirements and the suspected reasons behind the requirements. A frequent disturbance from neighbors is just one of many issues that on-campus residents deal with on a near daily basis. Another looming problem for many students is a lack of money. One cause at Shepherd for the lack of money is that most full-time students are required to live on campus. Shepherd student Ryan Franklin explains his view of the off-campus eligibility requirements.
I think that the whole process of living off campus could be a lot simpler. It shouldn't be based on how far away you live from the school. It should be more based on your financial situation. The school shouldn't be allowed to force you to live on campus.
The current rules state that a student is eligible to live off campus if they have 92 credit hours, are in the ninth semester of college, or are 25 years old. Other factors regarding marriage, becoming a parent, and having less than 12 credit hours are also accepted. The problem is that the restrictions do not allow students to easily have their own place off campus. Student and current resident Erica Payne speaks about the restrictions.
The restrictions put on students to get off campus are ridiculous and overbearing.
She also adds her own tip to Shepherd.
I think Shepherd should reconsider the eligibility requirements for students to get off campus, otherwise they could lose many potential students in the future.
Resident Ethan Michael says that he sees no justifiable reason to force a student to live on campus other than getting money from them. Also, Shepherd resident George Weekly agrees that there isn't a justifiable reason.
It just seems ridiculous, especially compared to other schools where you can go off campus after your first semester or start living off campus. I'm trying to do this right now, and I'm having to fill out all this paperwork, and the only way you can live off campus is if you have 92 credit hours, or if it's your ninth consecutive term here, or if you live with your parents or some stuff like that. And I feel that it isn't right for the school to be able to force and tell you where you live. It kind of invades, I think, on some rights.
I feel that many students would agree that it is an invasion on their rights. However, regardless of the student views, Shepherd will continue to have the on-campus policy set. One reason is that the United States seems to view liberal arts schools as residential institutions. Apparently, a commonality in liberal arts schools is that most are residential. Assistant Vice President for Student Affairs and Director of Residence Life, Thomas Seeger, explains the difference between Shepherd and other West Virginia institutions.
We are the only public liberal arts college in the state. And if you look at us, not in terms of being part of the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission or being a part of the 13 other state schools, look at us as a public liberal arts institution, are part of the very fabric of who we are is a residential institution. And so that's part of why we require students to live on campus.
In addition, Seeger provides information on his view of why students should live on campus.
If I could, I would love to even have more residence halls and house more students. We're just not there yet. I just know that the students who live on campus generally have a positive experience. And I know they have a higher likelihood of graduating than those students who live outside of commuting distance and somehow manage to skirt around the policy and live off campus.
The general counsel of Shepherd, Alan Perdue, also shared some information on the reason behind Shepherd's on-campus policy.
There is data out there that talks about the success rates for resident students, frankly, being generally better. We do better with academic retention of a student from one semester to the next if they're involved in the residence life program. And we think that that creates a broader opportunity for students to really become engaged in the full range of programmatic stuff that we're doing on the campus, try to provide a comprehensive learning experience.
However, all of this talk about retention and higher chances for graduating is very general. Not every statistic is correct for everybody. Not every student benefits from living on campus. Shepherd's on-campus living policy seems to be here to stay. The policy does allow eligible students to commute. The problem is that while some students are eligible to live off-campus, many students who want to are not. I'm Jamie Turner with On Campus, Student Affairs Issues for Shepherd University.